Qin Shi Huangdi is a crazy leader, a crazy emperor. He used legalism. He had no worries about hurting people's feelings, making people live in fear. If you were to hear this originally, and if I would have said this to you and asked you, what do you think of Qin Shi Huangdi, you probably would have immediately said, this guy can't be a good ruler. Well, the fact is, he did do some good for China. He established a central government, a strong central government, and what he basically did is he chose or appointed his bureaucrats, the people he wanted to watch over China. Remember, originally the aristocrats, they had their land, and then they gave it to their sons, and it kept getting smaller and smaller, and it started the Warring States period. Well, he didn't want this to happen, so when aristocrat passed away, he appointed the next person to control that land. So that's what makes him great in that sense. He also started a standardized currency, one type of money system, a monetary policy, monetary system throughout all of China. Only one system of money was used. For example, if you live in Grafton and you were go to Elyria, and if Elyria had different money than Grafton, you wouldn't be able to buy anything. Well, if that were to happen in China and people couldn't buy anymore, then there would be less trading, less business, China would be poor, they would be struggling. He didn't want that to happen. And thirdly, he started making roads and canals. And this just made traveling much faster. It kept China more protected because you could get the soldiers their weapons and supplies much faster. And time is money. The quicker you get something out, the quicker you're going to get your money. And we'll definitely go into that more later on, but I just want you to start understanding that concept. This is why Qin Shi Huangdi was successful. This is why he can be successful.